you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. We're here to help you get through the catastrophes that could kill you.
Avalanches, bear attacks, knife fights.
And the stuff that really keeps you up at night.
Texting mishaps.
Sexting mishaps.
Being catfished.
I'm really worried about getting osteoporosis.
Me too.
My bones are like chalk.
I'm getting you a glass of milk right now.
Should we just play the song?
Yeah, okay.
Hello, and welcome to How to Survive.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm in a really good mood. I've got this fancy coffee.
Tell.
Look how tiny it is.
The tinier, the fancier, right?
It cost a lot.
Is it a demi-tasse?
I don't even... That sounds like something... That's ballet, right?
No, honestly, it was in my crossword yesterday.
Oh my gosh, I love crosswords.
Which was a small cup of strong coffee.
It is a small cup of strong coffee.
It's not super small.
But it's their... Like, it's the M latte. It's their fancy coffee.
Oh, okay.
That they do themselves. Which crosswords do you do? I think you do the week, right?
I used to do the week because I used to get the week, but this is, which is a magazine, but this is just it's an app. I don't know what it's called. It's some crossword thing. And it's, you just have to know, what an, Eskimo knife is and, what a hotel amenity is. Cause those are in it every single time.
Oh, so they do a lot of that.
There's a lot of repeats.
Okay.
The hotel amenity is ice.
Hmm.
And I will never remember what an Eskimo knife is called. But I know it has at least one, if not two, U's in it.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, I mean, there's somebody out there that's going to tell us, right?
Right.
Here's my favorite. New York Times, Sunday Papers.
Oh, wow.
The New York Magazine's crossword.
Is it different than the New York Times?
I don't know
crossword?
Because I only get the Sunday paper, which I've actually stopped because they were just piling up.
Yeah.
But the magazine's crossword I love.
So their magazine comes in the newspaper?
Yeah. New York Times Magazine.
Comes in the newspaper,
yeah.
So there's the Sunday crossword puzzle in the paper,
yes.
And the Sunday. And I've heard it gets harder throughout the week.
Yeah, maybe it's the hardest one. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Well, that's pretty fancy. I like it a lot. Mine are fairly easy.
But I've stopped now, so I have to get my crossword fix elsewhere.
Yeah, I just get an app.
I don't like doing it on my phone, though. Here's the thing. I love to hold a pencil.
I really do.
We all know that about you. You and Bob Dole, you love to... Why do you love to hold a pencil?
Bob Dole loves to hold a pencil?
Well, he'd love to hold a pen. I don't know if he loved to, but he... Remember, because his hand was screwed up from the war.
Oh.
So he had to hold a... I don't know why he had to, but he did. Maybe it flailed all about, if not holding a pen. Maybe it's attached from his arm.
I'm learning a lot about Bob Dole, which I wasn't expecting in the first couple that minutes of thing. This episode. Yeah, we're going to have to learn. You know, I'm not going to do a deep dive on Bob Dole.
No.
But I do want to know about this pencil thing. I like...
See, I hate the sound of a pencil.
Oh.
Writing. I can't stand it.
But what if it's a really nice pencil?
If it's a really sharp pencil, yeah. I can deal. But
I really like a sharp, fancy pencil.
Okay.
I get pencils for Christmas sometimes.
What we're going to learn today is how to survive a home invasion, which is when someone is not in your house and then is in your house.
Yes, I don't. I can tell you that I don't really have this fear, but I went through this short period of time after reading Michelle McNamara's book, the Golden State Killer.
Yes, yes.
I'm trying to think of the name of her book. It's excellent, excellent reporting and just so well written. And it is called Hold On. Alone in the Dark. No. Garen, do you know the name of this book? It's right on the tip of your tongue, right?
Just Google.
I Will Come in the Night? I Will Come in the Dark?
No, something about the dark.
That's you, Garen.
Michelle McNamara. It is.
I Will Come in the Dark.
Okay, we're going to come back to the name.
We'll come back to the name.
But it's about the Golden State Killer.
Yes.
And I was so terrified when I was, while reading it, like, yeah. I couldn't read it if I was alone in the house. I would read it at night. And then when my husband would go to work, I'd be like, can you help me just look through the house to make sure no one's in the house? And I mean, I knew no one was in the house, but it just made me so scared.
So yesterday I finished reading a book called The Golden Boy.
Okay.
Which is about a wealthy Manhattan 30-year-old who killed his father.
Okay.
It's a real story. What is it called?
I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Gone in the Dark. Okay. That is a complicated title.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it goes through his trial and everything, and he had major psychological problems, but was tried, you know, they tried to do the insanity plea and et cetera. And, the notion struck me that if you're a juror, you have to spend time in a room with a murderer.
Yes.
And no one ever says that's scary.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, you're forced to be in a room with a murderer.
Pretty scary.
There was no question he did it.
Yeah.
It was just whether or not he was criminally responsible.
And was he?
They found him guilty, they didn't find him reason of insanity. Because he knew what he was, there's like a definition of insanity that precludes you from being tried.
Okay.
Or from being found guilty, rather.
Yeah.
And that's like that you don't know what you're doing and you don't know the difference between right and wrong.
Yes.
And you don't know the enormity of what you're doing. But he had planned it out. And so he knew what he was doing. He knew it was wrong.
Mm-hmm,
you know, he called his lawyer when he got back to his apartment. But he has lifelong schizophrenia. And he, like, was never treated properly.
Okay.
I mean, he had many psychiatrists, but he was never institutionalized, and he should have
what
been.
A mess. You know I was on a murder trial, right?
No! What?
I was a juror on a murder trial.
So you were in a room. Was he found guilty?
There was two people. It was two people being tried for the murder.
Oh, my God.
And so both trials happening concurrently.
Okay, yes.
And it ended up going on for, I think, 8 or 12 weeks.
Oh my God.
It was really long. And we deliberated for a really long time because it was really a difficult case. And it ended up being like a mistrial because two people, I think 10 of us were just like, yes, they probably did it, but you can't convict if you don't have. It's beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
And we were like, there's doubt.
You had some doubt.
There's doubt.
Right.
Yes, we think they probably did, but it doesn't matter if you feel, it's not your. Right. It's not about your feelings.
It's not about your feelings, Chris.
It's facts, not feelings.
So there was a mistrial because you guys couldn't come to a unanimous decision.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting experience,
though.
I'm glad I had it, even though it was a difficult time.
But did you ever think, I'm in the room with two murderers?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, they probably did it.
I don't know, I just think it'd be scary. So you know what else is scary?
Yes.
My transitions. Okay.
I like your transitions. I think they're good.
Well, here's something that won't make you happy.
Okay.
Home invasions and burglaries in the U.S. occur every 15 seconds.
Holy moly.
We had our house burglarized, but we were not home.
Okay.
Thank God. One out of every five homes experiences a violent home intrusion or burglary.
One out of five?
That's yeah, but lot. Again, that's burglary, so I think you might not be home.
But still.
I know, that seems high,
it
right?
does seem like a lot.
Yeah, but if you go on to next door, that seems low. If you go on that app. Most home invasion crimes begin with the intruder entering forcibly through a locked door.
Okay.
Usually a swift kick or heavy shoulder slam is all it takes. These are just some facts I'm laying out.
No, I want the facts. I'm here for the facts.
Okay.
Not feelings.
Of all the available home defense weapons, what do you think the most effective one is?
I think I have a good guess.
Yeah, what is it, Chris?
Dog.
Actually, it's your brain.
Oh. Mine? Well, you know, I mean, Piccolo, 1776. Can we go back in time to some of my greatest hits? None of my brain should be the...
No matter what type of home defense weapon you use, you have to be able to think tactically. That's why they're saying it's your brain. You have to okay. just really be on your toes.
Okay.
Okay, here are home defense tactics that will help you survive a violent home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
You need to develop a code word that will help, that will tell your entire family that it's time to spring into action. So this is something they're saying ahead of time.
Okay.
These are things you can do.
Like a safe word.
Yeah, they're saying like, it can literally be escape. It doesn't have to be, you know, purple piccolo.
But I like purple piccolo.
It could be purple piccolo. Designate a safe room in your home where everyone can go at the same time. This room should be stocked with several specific items that will help you survive the upcoming fight.
Oh, boy.
The one thing that you have to have in this room, of course, is a phone.
Okay.
Do not, under any circumstances, leave the safe room. So
okay.
if you get to the point where this has happened and you're in the safe room, stay in the safe room. If you have your family in the room with you, resist the urge to put your cape on and fight the invaders single-handedly.
I need a cape, too?
Well, that should be in the safe room, from what I understand.
Okay.
But don't put it on.
I'm excited that I get to get a cape.
Yes. now, this is pretty interesting. They're saying you should develop something called you look like you have a question on your mind.
I'm just on the tip of my toes.
You are on the tip of your toes. Develop a fatal funnel.
Fatal funnel.
That means if you're using a gun, so they're saying in some cases you might have a gun.
Okay.
Some people have
a gun room.
Some people named your brother
yes.
have gun rooms.
Yes.
If you have a gun and you're using it for self-defense, what they're saying you should do is position yourself in the corner of the safe room that is on the opposite side of the door.
Okay. With your gun.
This will give you the maximum amount of time to decide if you're going to shoot, because
okay.
the last thing the intruders see when they burst through the door, you'll be the last thing
yes,
they see when you burst
yes.
through the door. In this instance, you have the advantage because they will have to make an assessment of the room before they make a move. You only have to decide if you're going to shoot or not.
Okay.
You will know that it's either the police coming to your rescue.
Oh, right.
Or the bad guy coming to harm you by having this tunnel of vision or this fatal funnel.
Fatal funnel. It sounds like something you'd get at the carnival
that
like
100%.
Makes you feel really bad afterward,
yeah.
you know? Like,
are you okay? Just got the fatal funnel.
Oof. It had a lot of powdered sugar on it.
With raspberry sauce.
Man, I should have skipped the raspberry sauce.
Oof.
I feel like the police, I mean, honestly though, aren't the police going to announce themselves? Like,
well, not if, what if it's like, ooh, what if it's like a movie where they come in and they're all quiet and they make noises at each or signals to each other?
Oh, like, yeah, like
go, shoot. Yeah, they point their eyes.
They're
and they
doing
go like
the
that.
Like.
And what they're
yeah,
doing is
true.
They're opening one door at a time and they see you're there and they're probably going to tell you to be quiet and they're still looking for the intruder.
Okay, good point.
So here's the final sentence of this tip. Just make sure you don't shoot the police.
Good point. Yeah. But listen, I feel like if I accidentally shoot the police, that's their fault. They should have let me know they were the police. Like,
yeah,
don't come into my house and be all sneaky.
Yeah, but that's going to just make extra noise and that's going to attract the bad guy.
Okay.
Well, it might scare him off. I don't know. It's up to you whether you shoot the police.
You know
or
what
not.
I'm thinking? I'm not getting a gun.
Yeah, I know.
Because I feel like that's just going to put me in more danger.
It's a bad call, in my opinion. But... some people, they want it to feel safe, and They only keep it in their home.
You know
home
what? And guess what? It's their right as an American.
Stay in the safe room until the police arrive, no matter how long it takes.
Okay.
Even if you are pretty sure the home invasion is finished and the intruders have left, do not leave the safe room.
Okay. What's your safe room, Danielle? Have you?
Well, I hadn't done this until now, but I'm guessing it would be my office because it's the last room.
Okay.
From the front door, although it's the closest room to the back door. So maybe that's not a good idea.
I almost feel like I'd want a safe room that also has a window I could escape from.
Oh.
Maybe. Because at first I was like, well, the bathroom, because I can lock multiple doors to be in the bathroom. But then I'm like, but if I want to get me and my kids out of the house,
right,
maybe it's better to have a room that has a window we can also like climb out of.
Oh, God, yeah. Because some of our windows have bars on them, so we wouldn't be able to climb out. But some don't. Yeah, I guess the bedroom. I guess our bedroom.
Okay.
I'm just letting everyone know that we don't have bars on our bedroom door. So swing on by anytime.
Let's just let everybody know how unsafe we are. Come on over and murder us.
But we do have an alarm system, which I'll get to later. Okay. So you can't be sure the attackers aren't lying in wait to take your family by force to hold you as hostages.
Jeez,
cause harm. So that's what they're saying. Even if you think they're gone, don't leave until
okay.
the police come.
Okay.
Stay in the room until the police have cleared the house and tell you to come out before you decide the home invasion is over.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere either.
I've got Netflix in my safe room.
I was
going
to say, at least in your office, you have computers.
Yeah.
What would you watch if you were hiding out from bad guys?
Panic Room?
Panic Row.
Because that might give me some
speaking
tips.
Speaking of Jodie Foster, yeah.
Yeah.
You would, yeah.
That might give
you
me.
You might want to watch something that would calm you down, though.
That's true. Ted Lasso?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say Ted Lasso, but that's.
I've already seen all of it,
though. You've already
seen all
of it.
Probably, you know what? I bet my kids would want to watch Friends because they've just gotten into Friends.
That's calming.
So, and there's, what, 10 seasons?
Yeah.
So we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That would distract them.
The Office?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
What would you watch?
That's a good question. What would I watch? Something to calm me down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I always watch when I'm trying to, this probably wouldn't distract me from burglars, but when I'm like trying to sleep and I can't sleep for some reason, I put the TV on. I put on Treehouse Masters.
Oh.
Have you ever watched Treehouse Masters?
I've heard of it, but I've not watched it.
It's like this goofy guy who makes these amazing, you know, tree houses for people. They commission him. It's not like it's free. It's very expensive. But he's so enthusiastic about trees and tree houses.
Yeah.
That is borderline psychotic. But it's very sweet. And he's just like you'll probably find out one day that he has some dark, shady, you know, underbelly.
Yes.
Because
he's doing home invasions.
He's probably doing home invasions. And he can spy on them from the treehouse. That's why he builds all the treehouses.
Of course.
So he can.
He's a weirdo.
Have a 360.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That soothes you, though.
Okay, so here are some more ways to decrease the risk of experiencing a home invasion in the first place. Treat all accessible windows with a protective glass security film. So I looked this up.
Oh.
And it's not expensive, but what it is it's like a sheet of plastic, I think, like an adhesive that you attach to your glass windows as opposed to your wood windows.
Wood windows are not helpful.
No.
But actually, they probably would be good.
They're harder to see through.
They are.
But they're stronger than
they
glass.
They are strong, those wood windows. So it's harder for them to punch their arm or one of those glass puncher things?
Yes. Whatever you're punching with, the glass will shatter, but it's held in place.
Oh.
So it just buys you some extra time. It's not like they can't ever get through it, but it buys you some time, which I thought was smart. Add outdoor LED security motion lighting to the perimeter of your home.
Okay.
We have that.
Yeah, we have that.
Ensure all entry doors to your home are constructed of solid wood or metal, not hay. Don't use straw.
Oh, my God. We've made such a big mistake. All our doors are hay.
Well, it's trendy, but
it looks cool.
Yeah. Replace standard exit door hinges with steel screws that are at least 2.5 inches in length.
Okay.
Okay. Ensure that all sliding doors and windows are equipped with anti-lift or anti-slide features.
Like those bars that you put down?
Yeah, or just like a wooden dowel. You know how you can do that? Install high-grade deadbolts, quality locks, and peepholes with a wide-angle lens on all entry doors. Now, I don't know where you get a wide-angle lens It sounds like something out of a Hitchcock movie. I mean, don't know where you get the people.
Is that kind of like having a Nest camera that people have now with their doorbells?
Yeah, but this just literally says a peephole with a wide angle. Do you know what that is, Garen?
You can see more.
Like a fisheye thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't know that was a thing. Insert, okay, I said the thing about the dowel. Install a high-quality security door brace at the base of the interior. Okay, so I looked this up, too. This is interesting. You can get it, again, just something you can order offline. Yeah. It's a brace that you put on the floor in front of your front door. And when you go to close it at night, it's like you're locking it in place.
Okay.
At the bottom.
Like a door jam almost, but like sturdier.
Yeah, it's, yeah, and you slide it into place and it locks. So that once again, because they said, if you recall from my beginning of my presentation.
I've listened so intensely. I'm absorbing everything, really.
You're engaged.
I'm so engaged, yes.
They often kick in the front door.
Okay.
So this prevents it, or at least, again, slows
it
down.
Discourages.
Where you have time to call 911. Never open the door to a stranger, including repairmen, delivery people, or anyone else you're not expecting. Ask delivery people to leave deliveries that you are not expecting on the doorstep so that they can be robbed by porch pirates, and then you have a different kind of crime. Let's see. Alarms.
Okay.
A home alarm won't stop a determined home intruder, but if the alarm is obscenely loud,
okay,
which I guess means sex noises.
That would be the best alarm.
That would be such a good alarm. Wouldn't that freak you out?
Oh my God, that would
be
amazing.
But it might draw other people in.
That's the ones you don't want, though.
Well, yeah, you don't want any of them.
That's true, you don't want any of those people, but...
If it's obscenely loud and the system is capable of detecting a breach of a window or door, having an alarm may allow you the precious seconds needed to get to a safer place. If you have a home alarm, always keep it set.
Yeah.
Okay. In addition, prominently post signs that come with the alarm. You know, when we were kids, I think people would just somehow get the signs.
I think people maybe still do that.
Right.
You know, they're so just like, we are protected by AWP. Right. Is that a real alarm company?
It's something like that.
I'm close.
I don't know. A.W. Root Beer?
That's right, yeah. I worked at a root beer stand.
Of course you did. Where did you work at a root beer stand?
In Ohio, when I was like, it was my first job when I was 14 and I lied and said I was 15. And I had to go to people's cars and put the trays on the windows.
Oh,
you know, one of those, it was a root beer stand.
Did you wear roller skates?
No, but it was everything but. And the woman I worked for was so mean, and you had to do shorthand of all the like ketchup and mustard on the when you took the order.
Uh-huh.
But like none of it logically made sense to me. Like it wasn't like the M was for mustard or the K was for ketchup, but nobody trained me, so I didn't know. It was just like, you work here now.
Why did they train you?
I don't know, because they were just like teenage boys and their mom owned it, right?
Oh.
And so then the day I worked for her, she kept saying like, you're getting this wrong. This is all wrong. And like, I was like, I'm going to cry.
Oh.
And then at one point she said, you're going to eat your next mistake.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I didn't eat hot dogs at that point. I think I'd become a vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
And so I left that day and I never went back.
Wait a second. You worked one day?
Well, I think that was like my first week, and that was the first time I worked for her. And I got paid $1 an hour. And
what?
Yeah, because that was what they paid you. And I think so. I had like a check waiting for me for like 20. I think they owe me a check still for $20.
Was this an A&W?
I think it was me. They served A&W root beer, I think, but I don't know if they were officially an A&W. But like they had root beer floats and these icy mugs.
Yeah, the
people loved
it. Frosty mugs.
Yeah,
it seems like a strange punishment. You're gonna eat your next, because unless did she know you didn't eat hot dogs?
No.
So isn't that usually an incentive for a teenager to?
Yeah, the way she said it though,
up?
It did seem like definitely
you're
a punishment.
You're gonna eat your next.
You're gonna eat your next mistake.
Did she mean the money would come out of your check, or did she literally mean you're gonna eat the hot dog?
I took it as I'm going to make you eat a hot dog.
Weird.
And I was like, I am quitting this job because I will never eat a hot dog.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Anyway, sorry for the digression.
No. I love hearing about your layered past. When making a call to 911, you don't have to speak to the operator and ask for help to receive it. So what they're saying is,
oh, you can just be silent.
Yes. If it's off the hook long enough, or if it's on,
they'll know
long
something's
enough,
wrong.
Yes, and they will send.
You don't
someone
have to like tap Morse code into right. the phone.
No,
that's good because I don't know Morse code.
I don't either.
I'd just be like tapping my finger and hoping right. they would understand. Like,
right, right. I was trying to think of like certain phones make noise when you tap the keys. Like I've been on the phone and just like I guess I rest my. Cheek against yeah. it, and suddenly, like, there's horrible noises coming out.
Huh.
Of the phone, not my
you
cheek.
You think the phone is like, stop it.
Yeah.
That's the phone's cry for help.
Right. But they're saying so even a little kid can learn how to dial 911, mm-hmm. and they don't need to say anything, because if they just stay on the line, someone will come. Guess what the next step is, Chris?
The dog? I
keep
waiting.
I'm so sorry. I don't think a dog plays any part in this.
Stay calm
and level-headed as possible. Keeping your wits about you will help you recognize life-saving opportunities and take appropriate action, whether it be a chance to escape, dial 911, or physically debilitate the intruder. Remaining calm Ooh. And thinking strategically can save your life.
I might have to fight somebody.
Yep. In addition to keeping calm and level-headed, be sure to keep the following advice in mind. Never put up a fight over personal belongings.
No.
No matter how valuable, they're nowhere near as valuable as the life of you and your family. And okay, your dog.
Take it all.
Take it all. Don't be a hero, Billy.
Billy.
Isn't that the song? Billy, don't be a hero.
What?
You don't know the song?
No. Who sings it?
I was gonna just say your mama on reflex, but I don't really know. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised Garen doesn't know because he's younger than us. But
I don't think I know that one.
Garen's, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Yeah, you know Bo Donaldson and yeah. the Haywoods.
Oh, those guys are girls.
those Haywoods.
Oh, that group of Haywoods. You didn't tell me it was that group. I'm not aware of that classic hit from the time period. I don't know.
I'm sure it's the 70s.
Okay, I know a lot of music from the 70s, but not that one.
Never attempt to follow an intruder after he has left your home. Immediately contact the police and let them pursue the criminal. Yeah, don't think.
Don't chase him down.
Don't chase him down and like suddenly you've come up with the best comeback.
Give me back my IKEA couch. Right.
You should never willingly leave. Oh, never leave with an intruder.
Oh, don't go to a second location.
Don't go to a second location.
Where are you taking my stuff? I just want to see where my stuff is going.
Yeah, ever. Okay. Now, I tried to find real examples of home break-ins.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because I couldn't tell if people were just making shit up. Right?
Oh.
So I finally found one that was linked to a news story.
Okay.
Now, this is what you're not supposed to do, but I'm just going to let you in on this story because I found it amusing.
Yes, please.
A burglary suspect got quite the surprise Wednesday morning. Police say Robert Cole tried to break into a home but ended up hogtied in the front yard. The picture is making its... Oh, there's a picture. Okay. Police say Cole was bum-rushed and hogtied by the homeowner after he tried to break into the house. He's like a superhero, said Danae Houston. That's the wife.
Okay.
Superhero. So maybe he did put the cape on.
Yeah.
She said she's awfully proud of her husband and how this would-be burglar ended up. I got adrenaline running through me like nobody's business right now, and being 9 months pregnant doesn't help any, Houston said. It all started when the Houstons heard the glass break outside their daughter's bedroom around 6 o'clock Wednesday morning. Ooh. Okay, that's scary.
Yeah.
That folding chair was in her bedroom, shattered glass all over the place, and I said, a raccoon didn't do that, and he was just like, oh, God. They heard rustling inside the garage and Houston's husband went to the front door. And then he waited for him to come out and then he bum rushed him.
Sheesh.
He did more than just bum rush him. Her husband tied Robert Cole's hands and feet behind his back, hogtied him. I was like, that's my man.
Oh,
I
wow.
I was really proud of him, Houston said. As soon, here comes, this is the best part.
I can't wait.
As soon as Cole was tied up, Houston said her husband turned to her and said he had to leave. Had to go to work.
Honey, take care of this.
I know you're 9 months pregnant.
But I gotta
go. You could just look after our prisoner while I go to work. That's, and then the news.
I've taken care of my end of the deal. Now you've got this, right, honey?
The reporter says, that's why we couldn't talk to him today.
Look, He can't lose his job. He's about to be a dad again.
Oh, he called police and let his wife watch over his cat. Like, how many bad excuses had the guy had
already?
Of being late to work that he couldn't.
I can't be late again.
There's not one more. I cannot possibly. Maybe take a picture of the guy tied up
and send it
to work.
We don't know what kind of job he had. Like, what
we
if
don't.
Maybe he was getting ready to go do like a really important brain surgery on a child?
Yeah, maybe.
And there was no one else that could do that kind of surgery.
Yeah, I don't know if these are maybe. I mean, who knows? That's just the type of person he is. You know, that's just the type of person he is. Business is business. I gotta take
business. Business is business.
I gotta take care of business. He's safe. The police are coming. I gotta go. That's the woman basically quoting her husband. Houston said her husband was never into rodeo or anything, but he does work with horses and knows his way around.
He was never into rodeo.
No, but he just knew.
Yeah.
But he does beg the question. When he had finished tying Cole up, did he raise his arms in victory?
Wait. This is somebody who wrote this? This is the person who wrote the article?
What happened was the reporter asked, like in the rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
Once he hogtied the assailant. I don't know if that's the right word in this.
Let's go with it.
Did he raise his hands in victory like they do in the rodeo?
I hope so.
She said, he didn't do that. He was just like, nods head. Kind of like the head nod. Like, okay, what's done is done.
Just another day for him.
Yeah. Robert Cole faces one charge of first-degree burglary. Police at the scene said he appeared to be on drugs and believed he was actually... Oh, in another town.
Okay.
Jenks? I don't know. I think this might be Ohio, actually. I'm not sure.
It probably is.
I'm not sure.
Well, you get those confused.
Anyway, he was charged with larceny and possession of drugs.
Oh, God. How badly do you want to see this whole thing, though, on the actual news?
I do.
Like, them speaking.
I also just want to see the guy driving off and leaving his... I don't know why it matters that she's 9 months pregnant, but it just seems like...
It does.
Well, yeah, because if he gets loose or something...
Yeah.
She can't... What's she going to do?
Well, also that he just... It's not a big deal.
No, it's
that
just
he's
like...
He's just like, all right, I took care of that.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to work.
I would stay, but I gotta clock in.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go to work. Like...
Yeah.
That's I can't just, be late.
Right. And she's okay with it. And those two, like, found each other.
Yeah. Well, they needed to.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to find a soulmate, but if you can find someone who thinks it's okay to leave you 9 months pregnant with a burglar.
And then also is like, he's a hero.
And think he's a hero.
Not like, can you believe he just left?
But anyway, don't do that. If someone is breaking into your home, don't hog-tie them.
That's just a situation where it worked out. But I would say, like, there's probably... 10 stories to that one where a person tried that and they're dead now.
I'm guessing more than 10. But yeah, also he must have bum rushed him holding the rope, right? Because unless he had her get the rope, like maybe he
honey
just,
go get the rope I used to tie up people,
to tie up burglars.
I'm also imagining her husband is like a guy who's like 6'4" and 300 pounds, and that little guy was this like little Weasley strung out guy
drugs,
who's
right.
like 92 pounds.
That's right.
And he was like,
yeah, he probably just sat on him and reached with his long arm for a piece of rope that they just had because
like,
they were
just
in the
picked
garage.
Him up like it was like The Rock and Martin Short.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where he was just like...
That would be... Yeah. Oh, don't put that in the universe. That's going to be a new movie. Do not put The Rock and Martin
Short.
But
think how good that is for Martin Short. He's in this major film making a lot of money.
I know.
That's millions of dollars for Martin Short.
And I like Martin Short. And I love Martin Short. And I don't dislike The Rock.
The Rock is charismatic.
Yeah. I just don't know if I want to see like a...
That broad, dumb movie.
Yeah.
What if it's really good, though? What if it's Martin Short created it and it's his thing. He made it up. He wrote it. Made up by Martin Short.
As long as they don't at the last minute replace The Rock with John Cena.
Oh God, no.
I got enough of him.
Oh, I can't look at his thighs.
You can't look at his thighs.
Oh God, they make me
They're
uncomfortable.
So muscular.
Oh God,
have you seen him in shorts or something?
No, he's in that trash bag commercial where he's like likes the smell of the scented trash bags, which I also can't handle trash bags that are scented.
I agree 100%.
God, I can't handle
stand
it. It makes my head
like
hurt.
That. Yeah.
And he likes the way they smell, and they show him in his full body, which is way too, like, muscular, which I don't like that. But his thighs are, like, big, thick tree trunks, and he's wearing these really tight pants. And I'm just like, oh, God, no.
So I've had this thought before. Are there actually women, and there must be, who find that appealing?
I think.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe they're women who also work out a lot. Like, they're women bodybuilders.
Yeah.
Or just, like, women who... Like, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I think The Rock is very handsome, but yeah, he's way too big for me.
I just don't find it appealing.
That bigness.
But there must be, because it's some sort of ideal, so some people like it. Do men like that? Do Garen? Gay men like that, Garen?
Not me.
Not you. But some men do. Like a really muscular...
Probably men who are also really into being muscular, maybe. I don't know. We have to ask the men.
And I mean, I'm into like women. A Chris Maloney muscular.
Let us know.
But I'm not into like a Rock.
When they're like that, it's too...
Like they have breasts. Like
is it Jason Momoa? Is that his first name? Like also so...
Yeah, I don't get it.
So big.
I think some women like... Well, Lisa Bonet is tiny. She's not a big muscular gal. So some women just like the... ultra masculinity of it, I guess.
But I mean, she was with Lenny Kravitz before that, and he's pretty tiny.
He's a toothpick. He's tiny.
He's
short.
Little. He's like a little, like a
yeah.
Like
she doesn't have a type.
I think she just fell in love with his mind.
Wait, who is Jason Momoa's or or Lenny Kravitz? Oh my God, Christina's cracked herself up. I love it. Oh my God, that's adorable.
I hate that I'm laughing so hard.
No, I love it. I love it so much. She fell in love with Jason Momoa's wife.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about his body.
No.
It's up here.
She fell in love. If she could find a man with Jason Momoa's mind and Lenny Kravitz's body. She'd be in heaven.
She could just smash them together.
Because didn't she break up? Didn't she and Jason Momoa break up?
No, they're still together.
Oh, I thought they got divorced for some reason or broke up or something.
I think they're still going strong. They've been together for a long time.
No, I know. Oh, God.
Types.
Yeah, I'm more on the Lenny Kravitz. But if I had to hear Lenny Kravitz sing any one goddamn song, even one song, I would be like, get me Jason Momoa. I can't stand his songs.
Okay. I like some of his early music. Early.
And then like the leather pants and the whole like.
Yeah. It's a little too much.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
I think Jason Momoa might be actually easier to talk to than Lenny Kravitz.
Well, I think he might not take himself so seriously.
Yeah. Ironically, like, yeah.
I don't know. He might have a better sense of humor.
I think so.
But I bet Lenny Kravitz is really good at sex.
Yeah, remember when his dick fell out of his pants? Do you remember that?
And he was like, "Yeah, I don't care."
Yeah, it's got it.
Yeah,
what happened? His pants split open, right?
I think,
and he wasn't wearing underwear.
Yeah,
yeah, he was wearing leather pants.
He's like, "I don't care if everyone sees my dick. It's amazing.
In fact, why not?
You should all enjoy it."
He's probably good at sex, but I feel like he would put on his own music.
Yeah,
don't you? Like, I just feel like,
let me play a song for you, baby.
I feel like there'd be incense and Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, there would definitely be incense. Ugh.
Barf.
Yeah.
You might as well give me a Glade smelly trash bag.
And it would, like, if you farted, it would be really bad.
What?
Like during sex with Lenny. It wouldn't be funny. Like, it would be awful.
Is that something that happens?
Sometimes.
With you?
Not with me. I'm saying in general. Like, I'm not a person who just farts during sex.
But wouldn't it be better because there'd be incense and it would cover it up?
I'm saying, like, if you're with Jason Momoa, like,
he would laugh.
You could be like, you could both laugh about it and it would be funny and you could keep having sex and it wouldn't be like.
Right.
But with Lenny Kravitz, it would be like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is.
It'd be like, babe, you killed my vibe.
Yeah. Like,
he'd use the word babe a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd call you babe a lot.
And then his jewelry would like smash you in the face as you were having sex. Isn't he a guy who wears like necklaces?
Would bang you in the face.
Oh, God. I don't like overly masculine or underly masculine, it turns out.
He wears way too many scarves. When we come back, we're going to hear some good tips on how to survive a raccoon invasion.
I can't wait.
It's going to be exciting. We'll be Stay right tuned.
Back. Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First, he ruined Twitter. Now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back to the show. I'm very excited, as I'm sure you are, Danielle.
Very.
We've got Jesse Gaskell here.
Yes, who is an old friend of ours. We all met as writers on The Dish.
Yes.
So it's like a little mini gal reunion here.
It is. Love Jesse, and I want to tell the audience how accomplished she is. She is Conan writer. She's also one of the hosts of the very fabulous podcast Inside Conan.
Yes.
New episodes coming in the fall. By the time you hear this, they're probably up. So go subscribe and like and follow and all that stuff. Also a writer on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
So make sure you watch that because it's heaps of fun.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the tagline. Yeah.
I mean, I knew that.
Tell us, I don't know what this story is. So what the heck happened? Is this the house, by the way, is this happening at the house you currently live
in? This is the house I currently live in.
Okay.
This was a few years ago, about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And so it all started, I was in the bathroom in the morning, let's say brushing my teeth.
Let's say.
And I heard it was kind of a scraping noise, like a scrape sliding noise above my head.
Oh,
and I was like, that's weird.
I'm here alone.
Kind of sounds like a critter. And I thought maybe there's a squirrel on the roof. And so I went outside and was like, OK, I'm going to look around on the roof and see if I see anything. Didn't see anything. Go back in. Mm-hmm. Same place. Hear the scraping noise again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, OK, there's not that many places that this could be happening. But I didn't really want to think about it at the time.
Sure.
So I kind of just ignored it.
Sure.
That's rule one.
Yeah.
Ignore any creepy sounds happening. That's what I would do.
Of course.
I think that's just smart thinking.
I think that's human nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ignore the danger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that'll probably go away. Well, next morning, same thing, same time. Yeah. I know. Scraping
on a schedule.
Scraping on a schedule.
It's just the house settling.
I was going to say
it's like
the house settling.
Edgar Allan Poe novel. Very prompt, telltale heart.
Yeah.
So at this point, I was like, I'm starting to get a little nervous. Also, around the same time, my dog had started to take an interest in this crawl space upstairs. So I have to describe how my house is set up. Above the bathroom is the attic, but the attic is actually a converted bedroom, and that's where I sleep.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it's mostly finished. It's finished except for on the sides there are these crawl spaces, and there's like a little door with a latch.
And then does a little mouse come out with a hat?
No, it's not that little.
Okay. So what is exactly, because I've never quite understood what a crawl space is. What is it? Except the place to put
it's
bodies.
It's like a weirdly, it's just a weirdly shaped part of the house that you can't do anything with except like store suitcases in, I guess.
Okay, so there's a door that opens up into it, but it's a small door, like what, a foot by foot or something?
No, this is more like 2 feet by 3 feet, let's say.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's kind of in the eaves of the house, so it's on the...
I get it now,
On the lower side, I've just been using it for storage, but my dog is like whining and scraping, scratching near the door of this crawl space.
Hard to ignore that.
It's that there's something there.
Yeah.
So I got a flashlight and I open the crawl space door. And
you're so brave.
Flash the light back there and I did see two little beady eyes staring
back at me. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
In a furry face. It was a raccoon.
Oh, God.
So it was a lot bigger. I was like, oh, there's probably rats in there. Okay. I don't. Looking back, that would have been better.
Wait, rats would have been better than
rats
a raccoon?
Would have been better.
So because you have a fear of raccoons.
No, no, I don't have a fear of raccoons, but as I will tell you, they're just a lot smarter and better equipped at fucking shit up than
Are a menace.
They're because
I would have been
menace.
Like, oh, cute.
Oh, I wouldn't, but well, I'd be.
But I'm dumb.
No, you're not dumb. It's just, you know, my fear of rodents of any kind.
Yeah,
raccoons are rodents, right?
They are. Yeah, okay.
And they're big.
They're big rodents.
Big rodents.
Yeah.
But they're just like smarter, and they have these human hands.
They do. They have their hands. So
they have those little like black and they have,
hands.
Their hands are really strong too. And there's something crazy where I read that. They can sense things through their hands. Like they can fish by just putting their hands under the water and they feel the electric currents of the fish.
What?
And they don't look at them. Yeah.
Really? And then they just go.
And then they pull it up.
With like staring you straight in the eyes, they just reach down in the water
and
pull up
their
fish.
Mouth and they just pull out the skeleton.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're lost in the wild, follow a raccoon.
I guess. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you want a raccoon buddy.
Yeah.
They're going to catch some fish for you. Well, then you eat the raccoon. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. So I looked on the internet. That was the first thing I did. And everything is like, you know, I Google.
Well, wait a second. I'm sorry. Back up 1 second.
Yeah, yeah.
So the dog is freaking out.
The dog's
you
freaking
out. You open the door. You see the beady eyes.
See the beady eyes, slam the door shut.
Okay.
Yeah,
so did you immediately know it was a raccoon?
I could tell it was a raccoon.
Okay, so you immediately shut the door, which of course
shut
was the
door,
white
and I'm like, do I move? What do
right.
I do?
Yes. I mean, burn the house down.
Yeah.
That's my solution to anyone.
Yes.
Oh, I saw a mouse in my house. So what country are you moving
yeah,
to?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. How far can we get tonight?
Yeah.
So I look on the internet, you know, and I start Googling raccoons in and it like autofills the attic. And every entry is like, you need to get them out immediately because raccoons will like make this their home. They have squatter's rights
they
and
will.
They will claim them in court.
Oh my God.
California is extremely lenient about that.
Right. They're the most liberal state for raccoons.
Yes.
They really like protect raccoon rights.
It's like the musical rent, right? They're just, they're not going to pay their rent. They're just not going to.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think a raccoon actually wrote Rent.
It would explain a lot.
That does make sense.
And then the raccoon died of AIDS?
Yep.
Okay. I thought that's what happened. I was just making sure.
But it was unrelated to
it
being a squatter.
Right.
But all the stuff online is like, you know, in the winter, they like to find a cozy, warm space.
Oh,
they love
was
attics.
This winter?
Yes, it was the winter.
Oh, your place is really cozy.
It's so cozy.
I've been there.
I know.
It's very cozy.
I like researched hygge and have all
hygge?
These big chunky blankets. Oh, it's the Danish art of coziness.
Coziness? Where
what?
You, yeah, where you
there's
have
an art of coziness?
Yes, you got to look into this, Danielle. It's going to help you with winter coming in California.
Yeah. Does it put a blanket on?
It's this concept of having candles lit always, having
like a
sheepskin
really
soft rug. Blankets, cozy sweaters that don't itch, and then just like chilling
and
out.
And drinking tea.
Lighting
and
a
being
fire.
Really hot by the fire. Yeah.
And being relaxed.
Okay. I think I got it. I don't think I really need to research it.
Yeah,
anymore.
No, you don't. There's,
all right.
There are
that's
books
all there
and
is
stuff,
to it.
But I don't think you
there's books.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You can get that book published.
Right. It's sort of like that Marie Kondo book where it's like,
right.
I got it.
Right.
But this one involves getting more stuff.
Yes.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so raccoons will coze out in your attic and they're really hard to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the. So, okay. So. I'm going to backtrack for a second. So at some point one morning, I was in the bathroom, same time, same place, very regular. And
she eats her fiber, folks.
And I heard the scraping sound, furry scraping sound. And then I heard growling and hissing.
Oh, no.
And
that
was when I realized there were actually two raccoons.
Oh, no.
At least. Mm-hmm. And so from my Googling, I found out, actually, the reason they like to find these attics is because they're mating.
No, I was going to say, don't say mate. Don't say
and
mate.
And they're going to have their litter in the attic.
Nope.
Oh, no.
And then
no.
It's really like, it's over for you.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
This is in your bedroom?
It's in my bedroom. Okay.
You weren't playing Lenny Kravitz,
were you? Went-
I went back to sleep in the bedroom. I know.
But
well,
I
what are you going to do? It's your house.
I know. I'd go to another room.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could have slept on the couch during this time. So,
okay, but you're braver than I am, that's all.
But I wasn't getting any sleep.
Is the dog going bananas?
The dog was going bananas, and I have to also explain, raccoons are nocturnal. And so something interesting about their schedule, they go out in the middle of the night to, get food, mm-hmm. and then they come back in the morning. So when I was hearing them above the bathroom in the morning, that was them coming home from a long night
out. How do they get in? Oh, I guess that'll come later.
Yes. Okay. So, okay, so this was all pieces of the puzzle. And I was like, how do I get them? But the first thing I did, because I was looking up some home remedies for getting raccoons out.
Yes.
Which are?
And some of them were like, get some thick gloves and a pillowcase.
Like, fuck that shit. Next.
But I did, okay, I scroll. Apparently they don't like loud thumping beats, like bass music.
They're not into dubstep or
and
whatever.
So I put, I would just leave a radio with Kiss FM blasting all day long. Oh my God. All day and all night. And then they also don't like strobe lights. And okay. So I set up a strobe light and the music. And so it was like a little
like a rave
disco.
Yeah.
Did you put the strobe light inside of the crawl space?
Yes.
That's smart.
Wait, you open the door?
Yes.
And put it in there? You weren't scared to open the door?
Well, I was like, that's probably not going to, I mean, it's probably going to be right there. I knocked first.
Oh, they weren't nice.
They weren't waiting. They weren't waiting right at the door, like with their little mini
guns. Little guns, yeah. Finger guns. No, but yeah, I was like, I need to get them out of here. And I was trying to think of a humane way to do it. The one thing I didn't do that the internet recommended is apparently you can buy coyote urine. I think like on the dark web.
Yeah. Or maybe just Amazon.
Or maybe on Amazon.
Coyote urine. Well, that's employee urine.
Yeah.
Coyote urine seems to be like the answer to a lot of things in life.
Yeah. Right. Jellyfish stings.
Yeah.
But so, I did pee in the yard, and I had my boyfriend pee in the yard a few times just because you're supposed to put the coyote urine in the yard so that they don't want to come in the yard.
Oh, and you thought your own pee would be good.
We're a predator. We're an apex predator.
Sure.
But it didn't scare them at all.
They were like, these people pee in their yard. What the fuck?
Right. Yeah,
maybe we should have eaten asparagus or something. Okay, none of that worked.
Okay.
None of that worked. And I still had to figure out where... Oh, and by the way, I'm not getting any sleep during this time because my dog is barking every time they get up in the night.
Yes.
And I hear the dog, and then I'm like going to see if I can tell where they're getting out from. And so I was just like a walking mess.
Okay, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Maybe this comes later, so I don't want to jump ahead too much. Why did you just not call someone to remove them? Like, ASPCA or something.
Well, so I looked it up. They don't really do that.
They don't do anything you want them to do. It's always like, oh, we don't do that.
No, they like don't want to mess with animals if they don't have, if it's not injured, basically.
Well,
but
I could fix that. Throw a book at its head. Now we remove them.
Yeah. Well, so I did eventually call. So, well, I'll tell you the order of people.
Okay,
I called.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you'll
I'm
be,
sorry.
Maybe you'll think that I was crazy too. Okay. And I think at the time I was just like, still felt bad because it's kind of a larger... I think I wouldn't have felt bad if they were rats, and that's why it would have been better. I would have just had them exterminated.
Exterminated, right, yeah.
But a raccoon is like a significant creature, you know?
No, I didn't mean that. I wasn't implying you should have had them killed.
I know. But it also, they were back in the space. Like, so part of the problem was that they were in the rafters. They weren't in a place that was, like, accessible by, you know, by hand.
Okay.
I think the idea was like, I'm going to flush them out and then I'm going to seal up the wherever they got in,
right,
which I was trying to figure out. So I did figure out eventually because I had had someone come and look at the roof to make sure that there were no holes in the roof or in the rafters.
Yeah.
They found nothing. But finally, I found there was a grate that was like on the bottom of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they had pulled off the grate with their very strong hands. Yeah. Strong
their
human hands.
Human hands.
Yes. And so I was like, okay, that's how they're getting in. And they're going up through the sides of the house. Because, raccoons also, because they're rodents, can flatten their bodies. They basically are like gelatin body.
Ew.
And if they can get their skull through a hole, they can fit in
their whole
any
body.
Hole. Yeah.
Whoa.
So repulsive.
Yeah. So there's videos
so like
of them.
So they like Spider-Man up the sides.
Yep.
With their little human hands.
Mm-hmm. And then they go right into my attic and pull out their weighted blankets.
Yep.
They settle
out and start lovemaking.
Yeah, light a candle. Exactly. And then
put on some Lenny Kravitz.
Go to the bone zone. But so now that I had figured out where they were coming in from, I was like, okay, thank God. So all I had to do was figure out in the middle of the night, if I just got up after they woke up and went outside, then I could board it
right,
back up.
Right, right.
And so that's what, so I set my alarm to wake up in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And
that sounds terrible.
I know. It was all terrible. And I had like put a piece of newspaper on the outside so I could tell that they had exited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you.
And so then I...
smart. And they had? You
and
could
they
see?
Had, they okay. had. And so I like I got my electric drill and I re-screwed the screws back in.
This is impressive.
I'm very impressed right now.
Well, it didn't work at all because they just fully unscrewed it again.
Wow.
Wait,
they have their own electric drill?
They have like a Phillips head thing on their finger that can just undo the screws?
Yes.
Wait, you didn't add anything else. You put the grate back up.
That was the first thing I did.
You didn't add wood at this point.
I didn't, but then so then it was like, that didn't work. Next night, same thing. Then I added wood.
Chevy Chase movie. This is absolutely insane. Okay. All right.
I know. I probably really did it the wrong way, but it all made logical sense.
It does.
To me at the time.
It does.
No, it's.
I was heightening. I was using the comedic rules of heightening.
Right.
So then I put like boarded it up, put a heavy thing in front of it.
Okay.
And they didn't get in, and I was like, okay, great.
Right.
Problem solved.
But then I heard the scraping sound again.
Oh, what?
I was like, what happened? Okay, turns out there's a dozen of these grates all around the house.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a dozen.
No.
There's the whole community of east side of LA raccoon population lives in Jesse's crawl space.
Yes. They're having orgies at night. But yeah, there's just tons of these grates and they're just now they took off another one and they got in a different way. So I'm starting to like feel really panicked. And also I'm getting nervous that one of them is going to have babies. And then the problem is if they have the babies don't go out at night. The babies stay in. Mm-hmm. So then if you accidentally board it all up and there's babies in there, then you have dead baby raccoons. Oh, I know. And then that
starts
really bad. Yeah. And is sad, I guess. So I finally called the animal trapper.
Okay.
Yes.
I called an animal trapper and he came and he was exactly what you think an animal trapper would look like.
Okay.
But describe it for us, please.
It's basically
big
like
beard.
Daryl from The Walking Dead. Maybe without the crossbow, but almost with a crossbow.
Okay.
I've never seen The Walking Dead, but I'm just
Had like long greasy hair,
a lot
of neck tattoos, gauges in his ears.
Oh god. Which is worse?
The
guy with the gauges or the raccoons? How do I get the guy with the gauges out of my house? Who do I call for that?
You have to get a wolf. Yeah. And he came and set up a cage right outside. He was like, we have to open up the spot that they are like to get into. Let them go in and then have a cage outside. And he put some cat food in it.
But now there are a dozen openings, you said.
Yes. Well,
so did he put cages around all of them?
No, but we tried to secure all of them except for one.
Okay, got it. So they'd have to go out.
So they'd have to go in and out of the same place. Another thing I should mention about the animal trapper is when I walked out to the car... we walked out to his truck. He had a skunk in the truck.
Oh, Jesus.
Not in the bed of the truck, inside the truck.
Skunk in the trunk.
Yeah, in a cage.
Oh.
He was hardcore. So he set up this cage with cat food in it. And I was supposed to check every morning to see if the raccoon is in the cage. Well, for the next three mornings, I get up and the food is gone, but the raccoon's not there.
Jesus God.
So I had to call him back and he's like, oh, they're really smart.
You've got smart raccoons.
They figured out how to get the food without releasing the trigger of the cage.
How?
I don't know. They're probably like Googling it.
They had a conversation ahead of time before they went into the cage. They were like, okay, those are one of those cages that has a trap door. So we know how to do this.
It's the guy with the skunk. The skunk told us what to do.
We've seen him before.
It's that greasy guy with the gauges.
You know, it looks like the guy from Walking Dead.
But so finally, after like a week of waiting, there was a raccoon in the cage in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was there. I was like, I got you.
Was it pissed?
It was so pissed.
I bet it was like,
it was hissing at me. I know. And I thought, and then I started to kind of feel bad. And I was like, no, Jesse, stay strong.
Yes. Yeah. Don't let
it's
it
me
back
or
out.
It. Yeah. So I called the guy. He comes and picks it up. And supposedly they leave the raccoon like miles away.
Okay.
They release it.
Yes.
But I don't know. I didn't ask any questions.
Yeah. You were just like,
it's like whatever you want to do with it is fine.
Take it away.
At this point.
But this leaves the question.
is that, there more than one raccoon?
Because you thought there was two. Yes. Okay.
Correct. So then we had to set up another cage and wait like many days. But what I think had happened, because at this point, so usually what the females do is after they mate, they kick the males out. Oh. Because the males, if they're around when the babies are born, they eat the babies.
Of course. I never understand every species. Why is that a biological?
Maybe they're delicious.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. You know what?
That's a really good point.
You know what? Enough said.
Human beings are the only ones who haven't figured this out yet.
Yeah, I mean, maybe babies, if the dads ate a human baby, they'd be like, why haven't we been doing this?
Been sleeping on this.
They're so good.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a delicacy.
I know. QAnon is right.
Yeah.
So my suspicion was that the female had kicked out the male, and it was in the exact time in between when the male was gone and before the babies came.
Okay.
That she got trapped.
Oh, wait. They knew it was the female who was trapped?
Yes. It was a female who was trapped.
And did he verify that she was pregnant?
He did not.
Okay.
But, you know, that was just my... Maybe she's infertile. I don't know.
He might have given her a home pregnancy test later.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Pee on the stick. Right.
And just Jesse didn't need to know that.
Yeah.
But so I was like, okay, I think we're clear. I called. There's a special company you can call that raccoon proofs your house. And the way that they do it is they like double... The grates have now like double wire, mm-hmm. like really hard wire mesh on them, plus these giant saucers all around and giant screws.
Okay.
Well, so they're like industrial strength. And that's so far.
Yes.
Well, it's been a few years, right?
So it's been a few years. However, every year, these raccoons have come back. So now what I think it's the mother and her two children, because there's three raccoons that come back to my yard. And they climb up in the tree next to the house and they stare at me like, we know what you did.
No, they don't.
We have to post this on Instagram too. But please show Danielle the photo, because it's okay. Every time I show this picture to my kids, they laugh so
They're
hard.
They're just staring
oh
at
Oh my gosh. It's, how am I going to find it?
It's okay. You can show me
I'll find
afterwards.
It after.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put it. We'll put it
on the page. On the page, on our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all the places, because it's delightful.
Oh my God.
It's harrowing.
So they were the ones who were supposedly taken away.
So I think the mother brought back her children
to fuck with Jesse.
To fuck
with
me. Yeah. Because to threaten me.
It is like a picture like that the raccoon is like,
interesting.
Smirking. I'm still watching
you. We're just waiting for you to let down your guard.
What else you got, bitch?
And you guys, okay. So this is the worst part. Recently, in the morning, in the bathroom, I have started to hear the scraping noise.
No.
What?
Just a couple of times, but then I'm like, or is it just my imagination?
Do you look in the mirror and then in the reflection is a raccoon over your shoulder?
Like one paw over on her shoulder.
I take a shower and then in the steam on the mirror is written, I know what you did last summer.
Yeah, with a paw print.
The paw print.
Oh my God. So wait, but you're positive you got the other one out. The other one was out before. The male was out.
I mean,
what if she gave birth to one baby?
It's all sealed up now. So
it's all
how
sealed
would it
up,
be getting,
so the baby would be dead.
How would it be getting in
and out? No, it lived on the food that was left behind.
But maybe it was always dead.
But you're...
It's a ghost.
You're dead.
Oh.
Have you considered the fact that you're dead? Oh, my God. The raccoon has one paw on the tree as if... And it's looking... It's actually looking over the fence.
Yeah.
Look at this, Garen. This is a vindictive animal.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
And she has two babies with her?
And there's two others. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's they're just the like, we're watching thing. You.
She is trash.
And they might be like velociraptors where you're looking at her and the two others are coming from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you scared?
I'm terrified. I don't want... It was just like... It was such an ordeal and it was months of my life. It felt
months?
Like... Months? It was like 6 weeks that all of this was happening.
Oh my God.
And I live in fear that they will come back. And
I don't blame you.
That they're going to be there to stay this time. And I kind of think that maybe that's why the people before me in this house left.
Oh, it's one of those.
This is Amityville Horror of raccoons.
Yes. How many days running, or have you heard it again?
It hasn't been running. It's been like twice over the last few weeks.
And your dog is not going crazy.
My dog's not going crazy. It's just a sound. And I'm like, was that the wind?
Or maybe was it? We are in Santa Ana winds right now. Yeah. So it could just be wind scratching my tree branches.
PTSD. Yeah.
Could be that.
Oh my God.
Could be a rat. Infestation.
It could be, thank God. You know what? I hope it's just a rat.
Just pray for a rat infestation.
You sometimes put on eyeliner to go out and then think, I'm becoming one of them.
It's like Black Swan.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. And I look down at my little black hands and they're.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah. And they're, yeah. And then I'm catching fish in the water. Yes.
Have you ever pulled like a weird black hair out of.
Yes. It's like strange
part of your body.
And I'm suddenly an amazing ballet dancer.
Yeah.
Are you just finding yourself really fascinated with foil?
They are one of those creatures that like, they look so cute from afar.
I know. They do look
and
cute.
And then have you seen the. I'm Garen, maybe you know. Are you familiar with the Studio Ghibli movies? Okay, do you know the one about the it's a lesser known one, but if you Google raccoon testicles,
oh,
you will find this.
It's weird I haven't Googled that yet.
The raccoon thing I haven't Googled yet.
It's the Studio Ghibli movie and I cannot remember what it's called. But these raccoons float down from the sky. Mm-hmm. Using their ball sacks as a sort of balloon-like
definitely haven't seen that
parachute
one.
Type thing. And it's famous because it's so... I rented it when Oliver was little.
Yeah.
And we just... I didn't know it was
We'll watch it. Because I think the whole collection is on HBO right now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Fun.
So we can all watch it. Yeah. Everyone...
I don't know. It might be too scary for me.
Pompoko.
Pompoko. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not one of the more famous ones, but it's famous for this. Well, Jesse, that was... an incredible, harrowing, and hilarious story.
Well, but I think the moral, I mean, like you said, I think it's like you just got to go to the next. You want to be nice to these things, but you can't because that's how they get you, is when you show them mercy.
Right.
So,
like an overseas boyfriend. Sending you random requests for money.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse, we can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank
for
you
for being
guys.
On the show.
Thank you for this podcast.
You're welcome.
Yes.
It's great. I love living through other people's fears and gaining new fears.
I know.
That's what we're here for.
I've got a new one now. I'm scared to death of raccoons all of a sudden. But thank you so much.
For
this was so much
thank
fun.
Thank you. This was really fun.
And we will listen to Inside Conan and we will watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
I can't wait for both.
And everything else you do.
I mean, there's so much content out there. It's okay if you don't.
No, I'm going to. I want to support everything that you do in your life.
Well, likewise. Thank you.
Thanks.
And thanks for helping us all survive. Wait, do you guys have like a tagline yet?
It's like, see you later.
Yeah, okay. It's like, bye. I think that's what we do. We just go, bye.
See you in hell.
Yeah. Once again, thank you so much, Jesse Gaskell. You are hilarious. And we will be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
So what did we learn on this week's episode, Christine? We learned that, like Bob Dole, you like to hold a pencil.
It's a Blackwing pencil.
Yep. We learned that. Also, you personally set two killers free.
Sorry about that.
We learned if you're going to get the fatal funnel, skip the raspberry sauce. Also, if the police are coming to save you, don't shoot them. We also learned that you shouldn't be a hero, especially if your name is Billy. Don't hogtie your assailants. And if we had to, gun to head, we would pick Jason Momoa over Lenny Kravitz.
For sure. I don't even need a gun to my head.
And most importantly, we learned that raccoons are not going to pay rent, that they hold grudges, and that as babies, they're delicious. We also have a correction. I apologize to all those in the raccoon community. Raccoons are not, in fact, rodents. They are mammals like you or I, which is somehow even more terrifying.
Yeah, I have a couple of corrections.
Great.
From former episodes.
Okay.
Let's just call this segment, well, actually...
Yeah, because we get things wrong sometimes, and we can admit that.
We probably get a lot of things wrong.
Yeah.
Our first correction is coming from friend of the show, Jill McAllister Collins. And I appreciate this, Jill. This was from our Wildfires episode, and she said, I enjoyed the podcast very much about survival, but she's worried that we don't know how to use fire extinguishers.
She is
a safety officer, was a safety officer, and had to learn how to use fire extinguisher. And so she's letting us know remember this pass, P-A-S-S.
Okay.
Pull the pin.
Oh.
Aim at the base of the fire. Squeeze the handle. Sweep back and forth at the base of the fire.
I love it.
Right?
Pass. I love it. Pass. Okay. Pull the pin. Aim at the base of the fire.
Squeeze.
Squeeze.
The handle.
The handle. And then sweep back and forth. You love it. It.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
You know what? You might have saved many people's lives just now. Many, many people.
Thank you. Anything else we screwed up?
One more correction that's coming from another friend of the show, Michelle Eller, who also happens to be my cousin.
Oh!
Wonderful person. And a delight. I like her because she likes the show.
Well, I like her for that reason, too.
That's not
You had no reason to like her before this.
No, I have a lot of reasons, but that's one of my favorites. So she wanted to let us know. This is from our Bears episode. She says, FYI, black bears are black like a new yoga pant is black. And brown bears are like a teddy bear brown. Unlikely to confuse the two.
Oh, that's great, because we weren't sure if they were like so dark brown that it would be confused with a black bear, but there's a definite distinction.
So we don't have to worry, it sounds like.
Okay.
I think that's it for our, well, actually.
Yeah, we'll probably get lots more. And if you have corrections, you should write us.
Yeah, Gmail us. Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Facebook at us, Instagram at us. There's so many ways to connect with us, but please.
Yeah. On Twitter, we're Pod How to Survive.
And on Instagram, the same.
And on Facebook, you can find us at How to Survive.
Very easily.
And if you want to email us,
podcasthowtosurvive@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Please.
Easy peasy.
Like us.
Yeah. And also, if you can.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. And if you have the time to leave a review and rate the show.
Only if it's a five. I don't want any reviews if they're not fives, please.
Well, that's a good point.
Please, people.
Even if you want to trash us, give us a five and then trash us in the review. Why not? You could say you did it ironically.
I guess. But I don't want my feelings to be hurt. I'm sensitive.
I know. I'm sensitive.
Should we make this longer or do you think this is good?
I think we're good.
All right. Tune in next time, next week.
Yeah.
Another fabulous episode coming your way.
And again, we want to thank our guest today, Jesse Gaskell, and our producer,
Garen
Cockrell.
He is the best person. You should just send money to him.
Yeah, it wouldn't be unprecedented.
No.
Okay. thanks. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. This just in. I've got a well actually on my well actually from friend of the show, Jesse Gaskell. Sorry, cousin Michelle. It turns out your information was for Appalachia only. This is black bears in California. The only species of bears in California are black bears. However, they range in color from blonde to black, with cinnamon brown being the most common color. So any bear you see in California is going to be a black bear, but it might be any color.
What the hell?
I guess, yeah. So,
and what was the source on this, Chris?
The U.S. government.
Okay, well, it's true then, and I believe it. That's just crazy. I guess it's how, like, dark-haired people can be born blonde.
Exactly, and we remember our rhyme for black bears. Black, fight back.
Right. Brown.
Lie down.
Lie down.
All right, we're good.